Ham!
Here he is, folks.
Thank you, DJ.
Ham.
I'm on.
Thank you, Monty.
Bienvenidos.
Gracias, señor. As we inch closer to the 11 o'clock hour, I would like to be the first to wish a happy Father's Day to all the dads. Happy Father's Day to all the dads.
We did it just before it turned 11. Fixed it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Now, in the big old bucket of dads.
Yep.
Why do you gotta insult our favorite show?
What?
I love Big Old Bucket of Basketballs. Why are you making light of it?
I thought we were calling this Am I the Dad?
Am I the Dad? 1310. 888-787.
All right, I'm back in.
So hooked up with this lady.
I'm going to rank the top
false
and bottom dads.
Okay.
Of all time?
Of all time.
I'm curious.
Among all dads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both lists here should be very interesting.
There's no other criteria other than you just have to be a dad.
Gotta be a dad.
Okay.
These are not in any particular order either.
Okay.
But just the best and the worst.
Also, we're not limiting it to just top five, bottom five dads. So it could be any number
confusing.
Of dads.
Confusing. All right. It's a top five, bottom five list, but they're not all in the top
five.
Okay,
you are the jerk dad.
Yes. We could stop and discuss these dads as much as we want.
Right.
Top dads.
Okay.
Mufasa. That is the father of Simba from The Lion King. He sacrificed himself to save his dumbass son.
W dad.
Yeah.
What?
He said W dad. He was
Dad W.
Yeah.
He taught him about life. He taught him what it means to be a good king. Mufasa. Good dad.
He also left his son in a really precarious position, though.
Right.
Because he sacrificed himself from the wildebeests.
Yeah, but then...
And then his
son was immediately exiled as a small
right,
child.
Just stuck
he can't help that. He's royalty.
If Dad would have just stayed in the picture, then he could have helped protect him and he wouldn't have been raised by a warthog.
Wait, did he sacrifice himself or did Scar push him off the cliff?
Yeah, jump off and say, this is for you.
Scar led him into that valley and then Scar sent all the wildebeests down there. Scar then went to Mufasa. Mufasa saved him by putting him on that tree. And then, away from the wildebeest and whatnot. Or no, the wildebeest was running down. He got on the tree. But he saved him by putting him on the ledge, and then the wildebeest took him away. Then Scar killed Mufasa.
So he did save Simba, but he didn't sacrifice himself.
But I think that's poor dad instincts putting him in that situation. He should have known that Scar is up to no good. Right?
Because his name is Scar.
Scar, that's a very ominous villain name.
And it's his brother, so you think he would know.
Yes.
Right. I know my brother's a piece of garbage.
Oh,
same. Would push me off a cliff.
It's not Happy Brother's Day.
Moving on the top dads. Thomas Wayne took his kid to the movies.
Okay, you have an affinity for dads that die young, apparently.
Wasn't trying to baby him. It took a shelter kid.
Yeah.
Took him to the movie theater in the worst part of town. Hey, we might be rich. Show you how life is. Bruh.
Couldn't protect his wife. So not a great... I guess it's not top husbands.
Not top husband, no.
It's his list, too.
Protect him, and then he got God.
Again, failed, though.
In the alleyway.
What about the timelines where Thomas Wayne is Batman, but he shoots people? Now, that's Batman knowledge. Take
like
note of you.
Earth 2?
Yeah.
Not Earth 3, which is Thomas Wayne Jr.
Right. I was talking about when Thomas Wayne goes around and shoots people as Batman.
In the Flashpoint, yeah.
What?
I'll just put my head down.
Are you just mad that we're... getting pee over here?
Nothing is farther from the truth.
Drowning in it? We'll tell you. Come in. The water's
nice,
bro.
That's all right.
Other top dad, Jonathan Kent, raids some other dude's alien kid, taught him to be a good person.
I was hoping one real person.
I don't
would
even
be
know
on
who
here.
That is.
That's Superman's dad. Not even his real dad, his Earth, Kansas dad.
All right.
Also died, at least in the Man of Steel movie.
All right, I'm going to a non-dead dad, okay?
Please be real, though.
The dad from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Damn it.
Pierce Brosnan, Robin Williams. Even though he was going through a divorce, wanted to see his kids still.
Yeah, by tricking them and confusing them.
He cross-dressed because he loved his family so much.
My dad never did that.
Yeah.
Good point.
Cameron Poe. As we go down the top dads. He was played by
Con Air?
Nick Cage and Con Air.
Why is he top five worthy?
It's top five, not limited to five.
At some point, we're going to get a real person that has real achievements.
Got out of jail, puts his life on the line to save his baby girl's doll. Smoking hot wife, good dad.
I respect that.
How does smoking hot wife make you a good dad?
It indicates you probably got cool traits.
Yeah.
If you're able to land a...
You're able to bag that.
Hot mate.
Bag that.
Moving on, Master Splinter from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Not a dad.
He raised four mutant turtle sons in the sewers, fed them pizza, raised them in martial arts, let them play with swords, bow staffs, sais, and nunchucks.
My dad let me do all that, and I turned out also a piece of garbage. My dad fed me pizza and let me jump around with knives all day, and I'm missing a leg now.
He teach you karate and martial arts to fight crime?
My dad used to unironically... do nunchuck drills in the garage. Am I kidding?
Well, how have you never said this before? Just in case?
I'm not kidding. You actually would. He was really into, like, boxing and martial arts and stuff. So I remember when I was a young kid, he would go into the garage for, like, an hour, and he would work on the punching bag for 30 minutes. And
he raised you to be a mutant turtle?
And then he had a pair of nunchucks that he would sit there and... Bruce Lee his way through a 15-minute routine, and I always thought it was cool.
So on the off chance that home invaders break in and don't have a gun...
And we're within, like...
Nunchuck range.
We're within, like, 3 feet of him, nunchuck range. He would have been able to easily dispatch them. Back then, I don't know if his nunchuck skills are still
now put a fishing pole in his hands.
Right.
I think that sounds pretty cool. I'm going to be honest.
Boy, I'd love to see my dad try a nunchuck routine now and just... hit himself in the balls and face repeatedly.
Maybe we need to have our dads have like a blood sport like fight.
Put a kumite.
No way.
Your dad would win.
My dad's in fairly good shape for an old guy, I would say.
Moving on to other good dads, we have Frank Reynolds. Not necessarily their dad, but the dad that stepped up.
And feeds them like cat food and stuff. From Always Sunny. Idiot.
Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Now that I agree.
That's a good one, yeah.
He was a good one.
Solid.
Even though Will was a punk,
good role model.
He was a positive influence on his life.
Had a bunch of cash, that's cool.
Yeah, he was a judge.
Our final good dad, Joseph of Nazareth. Same deal as Jonathan Kent, not his real dad.
Yeah, didn't leave Mary even though he didn't fully buy her story.
Now, moving on to worst dads.
What a weird... Why not God?
Why not?
You said Joseph, but God is the ultimate father.
But I think he's saying because Joseph was willing to raise a son that was not biologically his own.
God abandoned
him. Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, like Jonathan Kent. Duh.
You can put together your own list, EA. We're not invalidating it, but now, this is Ham's list.
Now, we're moving on to worst dads. Worst dad, Joseph of Nazareth. Also a bad dad. So, you telling me your wife is walking around with the baby? She's preggers for months? And you couldn't go down, like, lock down a hospital room or something? Kiddo's born next to a cow.
Stuff piles up, man. Got us going on.
I thought the cow was
one.
The maitre d' or whatever.
Huh?
The maitre d'.
Maitre d'.
What?
The midwife.
The cow was the midwife?
Maitre d'.
Other bad dads. Darth Vader. He choked out his baby mama, tortured his daughter, tried to give his son off to Space Hitler, chopped off his son's hand.
Killed a room full of kids.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Made himself. The first three movies.
And he sold his daughter's boyfriend over to an intergalactic slug. Essentially.
Yeah, that's bad credentials for dad of the year. Those are all bad things.
Another bad dad, Homer Simpson. He always chokes out his son. But he tries to do well by his family.
Choked him out so much his tongue would come flying out of his head.
Other bad dads that we have... Tywin Lannister. He forces his kids to do his bidding under the guise of we're furthering the family name along. He's anti, won't let his son, like, hook up with his...
Anti-incest?
Yeah, anti-incest.
That usually goes in the positive column for me.
I don't mean he wouldn't let him. It's not like he would physically remove Jaime from Cersei. He just was like, how about you not do it in public?
He also hates his dwarf son.
That is true.
Well...
But luckily he died on the crapper to pay
Chopped
for
by his own son
problems.
Because of how terrible a dad he was.
Yeah, by his son's little bitty crossbow.
Also in Game of Thrones, Stannis Baratheon, because he burned his daughter at the stake for a Red Witch.
It was going to bring good luck, though, in the coming war.
They didn't even win the war. They didn't even win that battle.
So it would have been worth it. Burning your daughter would be worth it if you win that battle?
Totally.
I mean, if a witch appears and tells you you're going to get good luck.
Especially that one?
Especially that one, yeah.
But only if she's wearing that neck. Yeah. Oh, my God!
Let us see you without a...
another bad dad, the Steward of Gondor. He tried to burn his son alive because he was too horny over the memory of his other son.
All right, we're not Lando. Next one.
Okay, Cotton Hill. Bad dad.
From King of the Hill?
Yes.
Yeah, he was pretty overtly racist.
Emotionally abuses Hank, always questioning Hank as a parent. He's self-centered, he's a narcissist, and he's an abuser.
Treats both of his wives like trash.
Yes.
Did give his shins for this country, though.
Indeed.
And a racist.
Very much so.
Very much so.
Like, remember when they were trying to figure out where their neighbor was from, and he immediately knew he was from Laos? Because he just knew what they looked like over there? That was big-time racism.
Jack Torrance from The Shining. He tried to kill his son because he was in a haunted hotel. Bad dad.
Never seen it.
Okay.
Don't like being scared.
Haven't seen it either.
Neither of you guys have seen The Shining?
No, I watch good movies.
Peter McAllister. Keeps leaving his son at home. And also lost him repeatedly.
Two times is too many.
You're going to need to tell me who these people are. You keep naming
Home Alone.
That's the dad from Home Alone.
Again, I thought we would hopefully get one real person. I thought like maybe Tony Mandarich's dad would be on here.
No.
Or Tiger Woods' dad. I don't know, something.
Consider the source.
Good point.
What Ham does with 99%
of his time. He likes to live
in
fake world.
Yes.
Our final bad dad, Walter White, who put his whole family in jeopardy under the guise of, yeah, I'm trying to raise the money because I'm going to die. Also, I don't know the end of Breaking Bad, so I asked DJ what happens to Walt Jr. He says they groom him to be like the next meth cooker in like Mexico.
Well, they traded him to save the lives of the other, of his daughter. They sent, what was his name?
Finn.
Walt Jr.
I think it was Flynn. Was it not?
It may have been Flynn. Finn. It was something like that. I thought it was Finn, but it was something like that, yeah.
They sent him to Mexico and they groomed him to be the next great meth cook. That's how I remember it.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they had to lower all the tables so he could reach him.
He was in a wheelchair?
That's
I thought
definitely
he just
not,
had crutches.
That's definitely not what happened at the end of Breaking Bad.
Like, it might be.
I don't know that you can be an uncool dad if you have a 50 cal machine gun in your trunk that just mows down meth cooks. That's the coolest thing ever.
What if your dad watches a girl choking to death on her own vomit and doesn't do anything about it?
That part was less cool. I'll give you that. That's the opposite end of the spectrum.
Or
there.
Arranges for 12 people to be killed in jail within 2 minutes. Well,
or causes a flight to crash.
Right.
Not great.
No. Well, at least you're willing to give that inch, I suppose.
Blows up a nursing home.
Yeah.
Perfect. But remember when he threw the pizza on the roof and it landed perfectly up there?
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
That means he's good?
He's good at pizza throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad dad, though.
It's a positive.
But there you have it, your top five, bottom five dads in no particular order and not top five, bottom five.
About 20 different ones. That's a Corby top five, bottom five if I've ever heard
of. No doubt. All right, well, thank you very much, Ham.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy Father's Day times two.